All right, let's talk about executives selling their stock. That's a topic that the SEC has historically been very focused on, particularly when they sell company stock. What do they know, if they know anything, in terms of insider information? Andrew Ramonas, Bloomberg Law corporate disclosure reporter, joins us. Andrew, I know the SEC is being, you know, taking a look at this. We have a new sheriff on Wall Street in Gary Gensler. How does Gary Gensler view insider trading, executive trading?
That's right. Yes, there is a new sheriff in town, and the new chairman has been starting to take a closer look at this. He's a little bit skeptical right now of some of these what are known as 10b5-1 plans. He thinks there could be abuse there. The regulation that's almost 21 years old now places no restrictions on when or how often these trading plans are adopted, modified, or canceled, which he says could create loopholes for insider trading.
So 10b5 plans, I thought at the time, were a good idea because it just says, here's what I'm going to sell. I'll sell it when the windows open at, you know, maybe prearranged amounts. How are they, if they are being manipulated, do you think?
Yeah, so there's been a growing amount of concern from investors and even some academics who've studied this is that, there's really no restrictions when you can cancel these plans. So, if you're possibly aware of some bad news coming down for your company, you could cancel your plan, and technically that would not be considered in violation of the rule. Though you're supposed to do these things in good faith, obviously.
So have there been examples where 10b5 has been abused and we've seen what amounts to insider trading?
Well, what's happened is some researchers have found sort of interesting correlations over the years between, some executives doing better than expected who have these 10b5-1 plans than, if they didn't have inside information. So it's hard to, there's really very few cases over these plans and this rule, but there is this growing concern that it could be abused.
Yeah. So, Andrew, I mean, what we've seen, I think, in the last, 20, 30, 40 years, is just more and more of executive compensation is, in fact, tied to stock, whether it's options or direct shares. So my guess is, from the SEC's perspective, they're thinking, hey, this is a big issue and it's only going to get bigger and we need to stay on top of it. Are they getting pushback?
Oh, yes. There's definitely some concern out there. Listening into the deputy general counsel from Uber recently, and he was talking about how, that these plans have been effective at helping his company's executives trade ethically, the SEC should be careful about what it does. But he said that there could be some changes to update around the edges that could maybe make things a little better.
Do we have any sense of what Gary Gensler and his SEC would like to do as it relates to these 10b5 plans and what they would like to do as it relates to, executive trading?
Yeah, right now the SEC is looking at adding a possible cooling off period, which many companies already have in place, but actually making that official between when a plan is adopted and first trades are made. Also, he's looking at more restrictions on plan cancellations and the number of plans you can have. You could have multiple plans right now at the same time. Looking at maybe limiting that, but also just adding some more disclosures about these plans, because really there is not a lot that's publicly disclosed, and what is often on just little pieces of paper that are filed at the SEC.
So I think, a lot of folks are aware of, when executives trade stock in when they're public companies, but we've seen a lot of private trading of securities of private companies, brokers making markets in yet to be public companies, giving employees some opportunity for liquidity. And that's actually become a big market for a lot of these big technology companies that are choosing to stay private for longer because they can get so much capital from Silicon Valley and other sources that they don't need to go public. Yet some of their employees need liquidity in their stocks. Some of their early investors need liquidity in their private rounds. Is that something the SEC is looking at as well?
That's not something that's been brought up specifically, but I'm sure it's on the chairman's radar. Right now, it seems like the main focus seems to be on public companies.
What else do we expect from Gary Gensler, do you think, here in these early months of his tenure? What do you suspect is his areas of focus?
Well, right now, this is one of them, and actually it's on his regulatory agenda that he had to submit recently, looking at October as a possible date for when there could be a proposal on these insider trading rule. But also, another very big thing that's on his agenda is ESG disclosures. His agenda for this fall includes coming out with proposals on climate disclosures, board diversity disclosures, as well as some human capital workforce disclosures.
All right, Andrew, thank you so much. We appreciate that. Andrew Ramonas, he's a Bloomberg Law corporate disclosure reporter.